Andy joining us from inside Gillette Stadium tonight. Andy.
Hey, fellas. What's up?
Hey, good to talk to you. Let me ask you a question that was phrased this way by Chris Gasper earlier in the show. And that is, you've got 2 minutes and the ball, and you need a game-winning drive. Who's your guy, Brady or Rodgers, and why?
Thomas Edward Brady Jr., because I've seen it endless number of times, and I think a lot of, when you think of Freudian slip there, Aaron Rodgers comebacks, you think of big plays and Hail Marys and those things. Tom Brady's, I think, you recall, just marches down the field where he hits the throws he needs to hit and does it more often than not with precision accuracy and just frustrates the hell out of a defense with the game on the line. So I just think Brady's done it so many times in so many different situations, good weather, bad weather, that to me it would be Brady, no questions asked.
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers never plays in bad weather, right? I'm not disputing what you're saying, but why are you bringing up the weather? What does that
because
have to do with
it? Because
he's
proven he can do it regardless of any condition you want to throw out there. Whether it's home, road, you're supposed to win, you're coming back in a game where you aren't supposed to win, you're the favorite more often than not. But, you know, I just think he's proven it endless number of ways over the years that I don't know why anyone would ever have a question taking the field in a tough situation with Tom Brady. There's nothing to me that would go against him.
So I'll say this. I think Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. But if you're asking me who's the more talented, like raw talent of these two guys, I think it's Rodgers. I do.
What does that mean?
I think he can just do more things.
So it's physical. It's Jim Thorpe. Let's go win the Olympics.
No.
No, it's got to be to a degree, though, doesn't it? I mean, he's got a better arm, I think. Right? I think he's probably
faster.
Have
you ever said Brady can't make a throw?
No. Hey. I'm on your side, Andy. So relax.
I'm yelling at you.
Relax. I'm on your side. But I do admit that there are some physical advantages that Aaron Rodgers possesses. He possesses.
Yes.
Right?
But there's also some physical advantages that I think Tom Brady possesses. I think he's a very accurate, decisive quarterback. And I think that's a strength, a physical characteristic. I've never said, I don't think he can make a throw. You know, I know everybody likes to rip the deep ball, but he makes them. You know, the accuracy on those sometimes can be questioned and his ability to hit that. But, you know, I've just never felt like he didn't have the tools. You don't want him to run. It's just not part of his game. But within the pocket, his ability to move in the pocket is impressive. Certainly Aaron Rodgers brought that up as the first thing
Absolutely.
He notes
can I,
with
can
Tom
I give
Brady.
You just some mind-blowing stats, though, about the fourth quarter comeback part of it. That if you just wanted to name current guys who have more fourth quarter comebacks than Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck.
Wow.
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr, wow.
Which I get. I mean, Cam Newton's been around a while, and I think he's good. But Alex Smith, Joe Flacco.
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton. Matthew Stafford. Matt Ryan. Eli Manning. And then you get to the good guys. You know, Roethlisberger, Breeze. Brady has 35, which is second all time to Peyton Manning with 43. But when you get to those fourth quarter comeback stats, Rodgers has got 13 in his career. Same as Ryan Tannehill. They both have the same amount of fourth quarter comebacks.
That is shocking. That is a shocking number.
And the thing is, it's not because he always, you know, wins the game and runs away. He's had plenty of seasons where, like this one, they're 3-3-1. They're in the fray. You know, they have some issues. So it's not like you're, you know, Peyton Manning. And you know what? I go 15-1 every year, and I never have to come back because I'm always up by three scores in the second quarter. Rodgers has had plenty of games where he would or could have had the opportunity to come back and didn't. So, and I don't hold all of that against him. I'm actually a defender of Aaron Rodgers. I think his coach and his organization somewhat stink, and he has carried them for a long period of time. It has always chapped my ass, as they say, that you have an organization who philosophically said, we don't sign free agents. What? There's an entire way to make a team better while I have a franchise quarterback, and we just philosophically say, we don't do that? That makes no sense.
They've got to answer to all those fake shareholders out there in Green Bay.
Yeah, like Felgi.
Those shares, those paper shares that are completely worthless. That's who they have to answer to. No, I think you're right. And I'll tell you this. You know what I don't hold against Aaron Rodgers is the lack of the Super Bowl wins. I don't hold that one against him because I feel like when you boil down the quarterback argument just simply to who has the most Super Bowls, I think you're sort of, you know, ignoring a lot that goes into that. Because right now, if you ask me, who would I rather have, Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers, right? And they've got same number of Super Bowl wins.
Yes,
the two
they
of
do.
Them. I pick Rodgers. You know, and Breeze has all kinds of great statistics and all-time records and everything that, you know, he's had in his great career. I just would take Aaron
Rodgers.
And
that's the reason why
– quarterback.
That's the reason why the GOAT thing and NBC got this all going with the very cool Michael Jordan promo to hype this game, which I loved the idea of right up until the point where you think, it makes no sense. No one calls Rodgers the GOAT. And part of the reason is because Brady has the wins – 5 Super Bowl rings, and the numbers. He has put the whole package together, so it's made it really difficult to argue against him. And now it's like, well, where does Rodgers fit after that? Is he
right.
Is he in the mix with a guy like John Elway, who was also freakishly physically gifted, had a stronger arm, has more Super Bowl wins, but now you're a little bit down the hierarchy of Hall of Fame quarterbacks, right? So that's where that fell flat, is Rodgers isn't the GOAT. No one calls him the GOAT.
Yeah, and that goes back to what I was saying. I think people look at him, and you just listen to the way Bill Belichick talked to him and said, I've never gone against a quarterback that's harder to defend than this guy, and that's coming from Belichick. I think if you just look at sort of the physical tools combined as well with the fact that this guy is the lowest touchdown interception ratio, the best one in the history of the game. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He only has one interception so far this year. A lot of people look at it and say, if you're drawing up a quarterback in the lab, is there anybody you can drop that's better than this guy in terms of just all the physical talent, the mental ability, all that stuff? When you look at it just on talent, which is obviously talent is different from accomplishment.
Yep.
There's a difference there. But on talent, yep. I think that's where the case. It's sort of the LeBron Jordan argument, right? Like you look at LeBron and what he can do, his physical capability combined with the way he processes the game. You know, there's never been anybody like that, but I still would take Michael Jordan over LeBron James. And I think that's sort of what NBC was getting at with the Jordan thing.
No, I know. And I loved it. Again, I loved them bringing Jordan in the whole way. You know, you think it's really about LeBron and then it ends up being about the 212s and all that. I loved that. But I would also say it's very, very early. And I know this, so don't anybody jump down my throat.
Okay.
I think you're going down the road with Patrick Mahomes, right? Of physical gifts and the thing, you know, drawing it up in a lab and the things you'd want a quarterback to be able to do. You know, Patrick Mahomes is going to be one of those guys if he can keep, you know, the upward trend of his abilities and winning and all that. So, you know, these guys come along and they ebb and they flow. And what has been the constant? Thomas Edward Brady Jr.
Yep. Yep, that's exactly right. And the other part of it is if Bill Belichick could swap quarterbacks right now with the Packers, would he do it?
Ooh, do they still hate each other or is this a different time? Are they getting along?
Yeah,
that's the other thing. By
Rodgers,
the way,
Rodgers is a little younger.
Hold on. This is why I bring it up. Because I think there have been points over the last 5 years. If you went back 4 or 5 years, you could easily make the case and say, yeah, of course,
yes.
Look at how much younger Aaron Rodgers is. But now Aaron Rodgers is about to be 35 years old.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's so much younger thing is going to apply for much longer. Because now, I know that Tom Brady is going to, play until he's 45 if he wants to. But I don't think that every quarterback out there that's not going to be the norm. And I don't think that would be the case for Aaron Rodgers. I heard Aaron Rodgers saying a couple of years ago, and I know Zoe talked about this week, talking about, wow, I should really pay attention to what Brady's doing. I want to play for a long time,
too.
Yeah, he has. Maybe I should think about those things.
Changing my diet. He's talked about that. Rodgers talked about that, this week, sort of Brady being a pioneer for how you extend your career.
And Brady has talked about last year. Brady talked about Rodgers using TB12, and I think it was Rodgers and Wilson are two guys he said have sort of looked into it and are taking some of the aspects of it for their game. But I also think the thing you get with Aaron Rodgers and, the whole story this week, how would it have worked out if the two guys were on the opposite sides, if Belichick was with Rodgers? I don't think Rodgers and Belichick would have lasted 18 years. I think Rodgers has a certain air to him that would have butted heads with Bill Belichick over the years. I mean, these things where he gets all pissy when they change quarterbacks, coaches, or do different personnel things. He's a super prima donna.
Yeah, big time.
I think the issues we've talked about the last year or so with Brady and Belichick, I think we would have started talking about it like year 5 if it were Rodgers and Belichick.
Andy, appreciate the time. We'll talk again soon.
My pleasure. Enjoy the game.
All right. Take care. Andy Hart, Patriots Football Weekly.